This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And today we're talking with Dan Schur, Chair of the CHS Board of Directors, about how the cooperative system is meeting the needs of agriculture today. Dan, thank you for joining us. With farmers and ranchers having more supplier options today than ever before, why should they work with local cooperatives?
Well, Mike, it's a good question. We do have, as farmers, we do have a lot of options. We have the traditional locations that you would think about in retail locations, but now we have the internet and all of those opportunities that you have. But I think you really want to think about how that integrates into your farm and your farming operation. A co-op is focused on bringing value to the farmer and bringing value to our owners and making them successful. Co-ops, they invest in local communities. So when I think about how a cooperative works versus a multinational that is another option for us to buy from, I think it really brings to light the value of the cooperative system and the value it brings. So you think about a multinational that I may buy from for my seed or my fertilizer on my farm. They're owned by some kind of owner, and typically that would be somebody that invests in their stock, and they could be anywhere in the world, in New York, and so that allows they have a drive to make a profit for those owners, and they should, because that's the way that process works and that system works. A cooperative also has owners, and we also have a drive to bring value to our owners. But our owners are our customers. They're our farmers. They're our producers that buy from us. So when we bring value and we create value, and we send that back to our owners, we send that back to the people that we value in our rural systems. And we also are investing back into our local communities. So when we bring value and we create value, we bring assets to a community, we bring jobs to a community, we're investing back into those communities that you and I, all of us live in. And I think that's just a great story about the cooperative system that often doesn't get told. Now, that doesn't mean we don't compete every day. And every day we have to compete for our farmers' business and our producers' business. But because our owners are our farmers, we're extremely focused and extremely aligned with them. And it allows us to bring a great deal of value to that entire system.
Well, we know that agriculture is changing fast. How are cooperatives adapting to the needs of farmers and ranchers today?
Well, it is changing fast. But if you think about agriculture and for the last 100 years, it has been changing extremely fast for the last 100 years. You think about the generations, just 2-3 generations back, and they were farming. My grandfather was farming, and my father was farming with horses. And the mechanization, the changes in technology, the changes in hybrids and biotechnology, and all of those things that have come have been a lot of fast changes in the past. And then certainly you could argue that they're going to be faster in the future with the technologies that we now have. But our cooperatives have always adapted. They've always continued to adapt. They have to. They have to stay on the forefront, because if they're focused on their owners, and which we believe we are, if we're really focused on our owners and understanding what our farmers' needs are, we have to innovate. We have to be listening carefully and innovating quickly. So we can be ahead of the game and to bring value to our owners. The system is it's really easy to get thinking that we need to be into technology, and we do. We have to be on the forefront of technology. We have to be there providing innovative solutions for our farmers. But behind the scenes, there's still a vast system that has to be there to support our farmers. We still have to have fertilizer. We still have to have seed. We still have to take those products off of our farm and deliver them all over the world. That takes a lot of assets. That takes a lot of technology. That takes a lot of people and knowledge. All of that has to be seamless behind the scenes for our farmers. And the cooperative system, I believe, does that very, very well. We We have an integrated system that reaches throughout the world and brings products through a complicated logistics system to my front gate of my my farm. And then they take my products and they deliver that all over the world. And that system happens pretty seamlessly to the farmer. But that is the value of the co-op system, that we can stretch beyond the gate of our farm, beyond the driveway of our farm. We can be a part of a system that brings value back to us on the farm that stretches the entire globe. So just, I think we're going to have to continue to adapt, and we're going to have to continue to rethink our system, but the cooperative system is set up very well to be ready for the future.
And let's talk more about that. There are certainly always challenges for agriculture. How is CHS working to meet the challenges of 21st century agriculture?
Well, you know, when we think about it, you know, as a cooperative system, as local co-ops or at CHS, we always think that we start by saying we got to listen. We have to stay connected to our owners, which are our farmers, our ranchers, and we have to listen to them and understand what their needs are, what they think the future holds, and what does that mean for CHS, or what does that mean for our local co-ops. We're also seeking out experts, trying to understand and learn from them about the future. And then we're looking out 10, we're looking out 20 years and trying to see, what does the future hold? Where do we need to evolve as a cooperative system to get there? And, you know, and we're not going to get all of that right. We're going to speculate, and we won't be right on some things. But we can't stop, and can't let that stop us. We have to continue to work hard to try to create value for our owners. And I think that, you know, the key here, and how do we do that, is just to listen. And we can then, after we do that, create the cooperative system that is successful and brings value to those producers.
Well, Dan, you've explained the benefits of cooperatives, but how can farmers and ranchers get the most value from cooperative ownership?
Well, you know, when I think about cooperatives, I think sometimes it's easy for somebody that's deeply involved in cooperatives to see the value and see what the cooperative does behind the scenes, you know, what they're working on behind the scenes. And a lot of times a cooperative does things that we're focused on the owner. So we're going to do some things that we make sure that we provide value to that owner. We may, for instance, put propane in trains and park them somewhere so we have propane for our customers. Well, some companies just wouldn't do that because that doesn't make sense to them. But for us, it does make sense because we're focused on our owners being successful. And so we have to do those kinds of things. So if you learn a little bit about what a cooperative system does and how it works, it's pretty enticing. So when I think about it, it's pretty easy to get involved. It's pretty easy to be a part of this system. First of all you got to do is be a customer. So simply by being a customer, you know, you can be involved in the cooperative system. And our co-ops are going to be there every day competing for your business. And they got to do that. They have to be competitive with the rest of the business world that they're competing against. Secondly, you're a patron. And just because you're a customer, you become a patron. Then you can share in the value of that co-op generates. So if the co-op is successful, you share by getting patronage back to your farm. It's a great way to extend the risk of your farm, to share the risk of your farm with another entity that's much larger or much more connected than you are at your farm. It's a great way to mitigate some risk and create some value for your farm. And then lastly, just because you're a patron, you now become an owner. And now you're an owner of the cooperative that you're involved with. You're part of their governance. You can help create the vision for the company because the cooperative system is very focused on listening to our owners. So because you're an owner, you can create the vision. And that because our customers and our owners are one and the same, that creates a really good alignment for long-term vision for the companies that we're involved with, these cooperatives we're involved with. And if you think about that, and you think about, well, we're completely aligned because our customers are owners, and we're focused on long-term growth, and we're doing this because of our owners, and we share our value creation with them. This cooperative system is really set up, if it's functioning well, it is really unstoppable in the marketplace. It is the one to beat. It is the one that you would say, this is the company I want to do business with because they share my values and they share in my success.
Great points. A lot to think about. That's Dan Schur, chair of the CHS Board of Directors. Dan, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
And thanks for joining us on Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of co-op ownership from CHS at cooperativeownership.com.